catch a baby, do the dog catch a
dog.
You go, dog.
All right, welcome everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. And joining us every single Wednesday is a very good friend of mine, ladies and gentlemen, Arsenio Hall.
Dude, what's up?
Yeah, you go, dog.
Hey, has this been overdone? Because I didn't hear the show last night. Have you heard a lot about your dad? A lot of congratulations to you on his success?
Yes. A lot of people have called and emailed, and yeah, he won an Emmy for 30 Rock.
That's cool.
I think what took a little of the publicity from him, at least late yesterday and early today, is the whole Clay Aiken news.
So it's true, right?
I guess so.
You know, I didn't know whether I dreamed it or whether it really came, because I sleep with my radio on. I had the radio on all night. And sometimes I'm digesting something like Stephanie Miller at 5 a.m. So I woke up and I said, hey, I think Clay Aikens came out of the closet. But I hadn't left my bedroom, so I was like, how could I know that? And if I dreamed it, you have to question my dreams.
If you were dreaming about it without the radio on.
Right.
Then,
of all the things I could dream about.
Yeah, you're dreaming about Clay Aiken.
Then there's a problem. I'm not saying I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but there's...
From what I understand, Clay Aiken came out of the closet. That's what I understand. Is that right? Yeah, that's happened. Okay. I guess People Magazine is reporting that.
Hey, by the way, don't ever tell me you're not aware of the webcast, because you wore the really pretty blue shirt.
Thank you very much.
The very special. Who are you wearing?
I think this is a fake Lacoste. Eyes out or something. This is the only comfortable shirt I own. Out of all the shirts I have, this is the only comfortable shirt I own.
Now, why do you call that comfortable?
Because I think it's made out of cotton.
So it feels good against your skin,
it's like an expensive shirt. You know, if you buy a cheap shirt, like I buy all my shirts from Kohl's, right? Decent place, but...
Well, no.
Come on, you know? You spend $9 for a shirt.
When's the last time you've seen Alec Baldwin in Kohl's?
Yeah. All right, if you spend like $9 for a shirt, you spend $2 to get it laundered, if you spend 20% of the price of the shirt to get it laundered, it's a crappy shirt.
Okay.
Bottom line. I put a couple of bucks into this one, and it feels nice. I'm going to go expensive shirts now.
I had a girl buy me a $400 shirt.
Is that right?
With my money, with my credit card. And you know what? I made that shirt earn that $400.
All right, if you'd like to see what Arsenio Hall is wearing tonight, you can go to our webcast.
And if you'd like to see me fornicate with my $400 shirt...
Look at him.
Where are the cameras?
Yeah, he's got a black striped shirt.
This isn't it though.
And a Shaka bra hat. What's on the hat?
Man, I just grabbed a hat because I needed some.
Is it Shaka bra?
I thought that was like something from Hawaii.
I don't know.
Isn't it cool? Rock on.
Rock on. I don't know what that is. Bloods, I don't know.
It might be the international symbol for Fender. It might be something really simple and musical.
All right, we're going to try to break a record tonight. The last time we had a webcast, we broke a Los Angeles record with 88,000, I think it's 87,900 views. 88,000 is our goal tonight. 88,000
You gave Randy
people.
A lap dance that night.
Oh, boy.
And you'll want to tune in because we're going to have the Spearman Rhino girls come in.
Ooh.
Also, the girls from Hooters.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Are we going to have some like cage matches?
I don't know. Hopefully we can separate those two. You know, separate those crew by a half hour or so. Anyway, go to our webcast. You can also go to stickcam.com. STICKAM. Stickcam.com. They're always nice to put us up on their like homepage.
Yeah.
Where it really like promotes the show. And we're trying to get 88,000 people to check in tonight. So if you want to email your relatives, your friends, and tell them to check us out at stickcam.com or at 971freefm.com. 971freefm.
You can watch this all over the world.
Yes. Anywhere in the world.
Like in Cleveland right now.
Yeah.
Somebody could watch this on stickcam.com.
That's exactly right. Whether you're in a a beautiful house or in a rundown
trailer,
an apartment that you're renting by the hour, wherever you are, whatever you're doing.
Imagine that by the hour.
Well, there's hotel rooms by the hour, right? Isn't that what you're telling me?
Hey, man, we're on the air.
Oh, that's right. Sorry.
We're on the air.
All right. All right. Here is a little piece of news today from... I believe this was from Larry King. Is that right?
Who would have imagined?
Yeah, there's a lot of news going on today. You got John McCain, who is no longer running for the presidency of the United States.
Yes, he's going to stop for a minute. Hey, I just heard
Is he going to pick it up again?
Well, him and Obama have been invited to meet with Bush.
Is that right?
And Obama has accepted.
Wow.
And so McCain might get off the hook with having to stop his campaign. You know, now he can go have that meeting and come back. Because I don't know if not having the campaign any further was a good idea.
Yeah, that's a bad idea.
He needs to have the debate, too.
Yeah. Now, I think Obama's going to win. I mean, it's clear that I think so. Because I get my $100 from you, too.
Yeah, I know.
If that wins, too.
Obama, a win in America?
Oh, I believe so. You don't think so?
Yeah.
I have a feeling Obama's our new president. I really do. All right, here's what our good friend Bill Clinton had to say.
By the way, Bill thinks so. Bill Clinton said he thinks.
Oh, yeah.
He agrees with you.
Yeah. He thinks he agrees with me, but he also said something today that may get a lot of people to scratch their heads. Here it is from Larry King today.
You're kind of feeling Jewish? That you're waiting till after the Jewish holidays?
No, but I think it would be, if we're trying to win in Florida, it may be that, they think that because of who I am and where my political base has traditionally been, they may want me to go sort of hustle up what Lawton Childs used to call the cracker vote there.
Whoa. Now, wait a minute.
What's Bill Clinton saying?
Sort of hustle up what Lawton Childs used to call the cracker vote there.
Oh, Jesus Christ. The cracker vote.
Wow.
The cracker vote. Is that right? That's the guy who doesn't want Obama to win, I don't think. You know, that's the guy who wants his wife to win in 4 years. Doesn't it sound like he's trying to screw Obama out of this win?
Sounds like he has been hanging out backstage at the Kid Rock dates.
Jesus Christ. I mean, he called him the cracker vote.
It's called the cracker vote there.
The cracker vote.
A lot of people who couldn't put that in their interview.
Yeah, no, no kidding, including me and you and anybody.
Yes, anyone else except my man Bubba. He get away with a lot.
He's on Larry King Live talking about the cracker vote, man. That is unbelievable.
It's called the cracker vote there.
It's called the cracker vote.
I'm thinking we weren't supposed to know that it's also called the cracker vote behind closed doors.
But what was he thinking here?
He used to call the cracker vote there.
Wow, the cracker vote.
You know, he was thinking the same thing he was thinking the night DNA shot out onto that blue dress. He was thinking, I'm invincible, I'm the Teflon man, I can do anything. And he just threw out the cracker vote.
The cracker vote.
Call the cracker vote there.
It's so over the top, it's laughable, you know?
Cracker vote there.
The cracker vote. What is the cracker vote? Obviously, it's the white vote, but was he talking about white trash?
It might be the cast of Hee Haw. he could have been thinking that.
White Florida trash? Or what were you talking about?
Florida trash?
Yeah. I think that's what he was talking about. White Florida trash.
Yeah. Wow. Dade County trash?
I think so. Yeah. But it really is weird. It started off with Larry King talking about the Jewish vote.
Whoa. You're kind of feeling Jewish? That you're waiting till after the Jewish holidays?
No, but I think it would be, if we're trying to win in Florida, it may be that, they think that because of who I am and where my political base has traditionally been, they may want me to go sort of hustle up what Lawton Childs used to call the cracker vote there.
All right. All right, the cracker vote, everybody. There
I've actually
goes.
Never heard the term.
I've never heard the term either. I've heard cracker, and I've heard vote, but I've never heard the cracker vote.
Yeah, that's probably a meeting of just 8 politicians in Arkansas.
Yeah, you know what that probably is? It's probably one of those war rooms where everyone thinks that they're on the same side, and they throw around like racial terms or ethnic or religious terms that they hope never gets out there. And then he just slipped and said, it's the cracker vote.
I had a guy say to me one time, it's common knowledge that white people smell like bologna when they get wet. And I said, hey, you can't say that around me because I have a white cousin.
Right.
You know?
And you know that joke becomes a black joke.
I know.
As soon as you move out of the room.
As soon as he gets in a room with Randy,
Right.
That joke just gets flipped around and the N-word is tossed out. Like, crack a vote. You go, dog.
Crack a vote. All right, the economy is in the toilet, everybody. You don't have to be a genius to know that.
Somebody's got to go to jail, Tim.
Yeah, no. I know. Mean, somebody in Wall Street's got to go to jail for
this. I
mean,
I keep hearing greed, but that greed's a good word. Somebody, there have been criminal things.
Oh, yeah.
There has been greed to the... Hey, when Wesley Snipes didn't do it right...
Jail.
He's out on appeal right now. But yeah. If you bounced a check, there would be a penalty.
Absolutely. And if I wrote a bad check knowingly, I'd go to jail.
Yes.
You know, if I go to a Big Five and try to get myself a backboard and a rim, and I write a bad check, I'm going to jail for that. But these guys get away with murder. I mean, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars.
And we're going to bail them out.
And bail their asses out, yeah.
We should all have a bailout card. All of us should get just one.
Well, you know what? I'm actually thinking that we probably have a lot of listeners right now who have either gone through foreclosure or have had to go and claim bankruptcy. They lost their home. They lost their car to this economy.
How can you help AIG and not send one check to Hammer?
Yeah, no kidding.
You know,
you got to help everybody.
The average man in Oakland, not even just Hammer, but there's a guy in Detroit right now who's losing his house. I know a guy named Larry, and Larry's about to lose his house. Larry would like some help.
Yes, there's a chick down in like Monrovia or somewhere is holding the cops at gunpoint because she's losing her guest house.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't even think she owns it, but she's not moving. She's got a shotgun. But yeah, everybody's going crazy here. But if you have had to file bankruptcy or if you've had your home taken from you in foreclosure, because there's a lot of people, including myself, who are thinking of going that route. I know you're not because you're like you got millions of dollars. But a lot of people are thinking of walking away from their homes.
Just leave the key. I know a girl that left the key on the front step and left a cat in the garage.
Is that right?
Yeah. Friend of mine's ex-wife, just, you know.
Had to really get out of there.
Yeah, she's like, okay, I'm just going the homeless route. I'm going to get me a shopping cart.
All right, if you've lost your home or you had to declare bankruptcy, we'd like to talk to you and find out what kind of hell you went through or how did that affect your credit score? How has that affected your life? And
did Bush hold some meetings?
Yeah, it's an opportunity for you to bitch at these people that that have caused you all these troubles. Here are the phone numbers: 520-9710. Again, if you've had your house taken from you or you've claimed bankruptcy in the last year or so because of this economy, we want to talk to you. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Because there's a lot of people, and I got to be honest with you, I'm in this boat. My house is now worth $40,000 less than what I paid for it.
Have you been on Zillow again?
Yeah, every day. And like a glutton for punishment. But I lost $17,000 in the last 30 days on my house. And it's now worth $40,000.
Can you play that sound bite backwards?
Now it's worth $40,000 less than what I paid for it. All right. Mm. So I'm thinking at the end, you know, God forbid if this station ever goes away or, you know, if I move to Oregon or whatever, you just walk away from the home. Isn't that the American way nowadays?
Do you have a cat?
I got two cats. Put them both in the garage. All right. How has the foreclosures affected you?
Hey, by the way, the Emmys, the viewership, way down. I'm wondering if in times like this, do people feel like, I could give a damn about a sitcom star in a tux.
Yeah, well, you don't want to see people who have, you know, it's a whole cascade of people who have millions of dollars.
Yeah.
And they're all sitting there in their tuxedos and their, you know, $40,000 dresses, and their $100,000 earrings.
Their expensive waxed bald heads.
Right, exactly. And they don't give a rat's ass about, you or I. Actually, I shouldn't use the term you.
No, you know what,
you
Tim?
You have millions.
Tim, I think you like to create, this protagonist, antagonist
That's
kind of
not true, dude.
Scenario here. And you and I are the same guy.
Man.
You and I are the same guy from Ohio.
You want to change checking accounts? I got my checkbook on me. You want to switch?
Can I think about it?
It's how shallow this pool is. You know, no diving.
Hey, man, I see your wife out shopping a lot, so I know.
Did you see her out there?
I've seen her shopping. Right? Yes.
Where, Target?
And I've seen her shopping to the point where she walked past me, didn't even recognize me because she was like black belt shopping, you know, but like Bruce Lee shopping. She was like...
Where, Topanga Plaza out there?
Absolutely.
Is that right?
Absolutely.
All right. Hey, real quickly, before we take any calls, I've got to do this because if not, I'm going to kill somebody. But, and this is only because if I don't talk about this on the air, I will stab somebody to death. There's a guy who runs a 7-Eleven on the corner of Burbank and Reseda, and it's a little shopping center in there. There's a Subway in there, and I went in there today and got something at 7-Eleven. I avoid that place like the plague because the guy in there licks the money before he gives it back to you.
Jesus Christ!
And I paid $4.75 for my items, and then I give him $5. He licks his thumb, grabs a quarter, and gives it to me. And I said, not on your life. I ain't touching that quarter. He goes, no, it's your change. I said, I'm not touching that effing quarter. You can have it. And maybe that's how he's going to retire in Maui. But we've got to, as a group in the Valley, if you live in the Valley, get these mother effers to stop licking money. They lick the change. They lick the dollars. They lick their hands before they give you the products. They're licking themselves to death. And we're all going to die in Tarzana if the licking continues on the corner of Burbank and Reseda. The 7-Eleven guys there will lick you to death. If you're worried about catching the flu, don't go to 7-Eleven on Reseda and Burbank because you will die of tuberculosis by the time you get your Slurpee home. You're going to pass out in your car and bleed to death in your Mercedes as you're driving into the Tarzana Hills.
Oh, gosh.
Don't go there. You're gonna die if you go to that 7-Eleven. You will die in the effing aisles right there.
that's a good laugh. I needed that.
Jesus Christ!
That's the first time we haven't had a certain pet peeve in common.
Have you ever been to that 7-Eleven?
No, I haven't. But I gotta go now just to video this.
You gotta see these guys with this tongue, man, and this thumb, that big old thumb and that tongue, and this and the change and the dollars and
get
Christ.
Your freaking ass together.
Exactly
here.
Right.
Do you know what? If you put your tongue on a thumb that has touched money, you indirectly have probably stuck your thumb up some customer's ass.
Absolutely. Asses. A bunch of asses. And now they're going to pass that on to me? Yeah. So for my 25 cents, I'm going to get tuberculosis? Get the Christ out of here.
You know there's fecal matter on some money. There's some guy on the toilet counting his money. Or
I know.
It's some guy who didn't wash his hands after taking a poopy.
And that point, after he licks that cord and gives it to you, Perel just puts his hands up.
Yeah.
Because I can't do anything here, man.
Yeah.
That's your quarter, and it's your spit on that quarter.
A Vionex wipe looks at you like this. I can't F with it, man.
I can't. All right, folks. If foreclosures attacked you, and you've lost that home, call us here and sort of warn everybody else. You know what's going on. What's going to happen?
Usually, when I laugh like that, I have like a joint in an ashtray.
Oh, you wouldn't that be nice?
but
so start doing
so
that.
But look, you're the cure for my habit.
Ah, get out of here. All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Real quickly, before we go to break, let's talk to Jerome here. Jerome.
Jay.
Yeah, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
All right. You lost your home?
Well, I was forced to lose it. I had to sell it to get out from under.
And what did you lose any money on it?
Well, yeah, I lost about $50,000 in the interim. I mean, I actually made a profit of about $110,000. I would have made more if I sold it before, but then I decided I have to sell it before the bottom drops out because I can't afford this place anyway. And
you made money on your house?
I'm one of the...
All right, we'll get the Christ out of here. I mean, did you not hear what we were talking about, you moron?
He's been holding since Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
You know what it's like? some people are so effing stupid. But it's like when you go to a Gamblers Anonymous meeting and a guy stands up there and he says, hey, I'm Steve, I'm a gambler. And they go, hey, Steve, how you doing? Well, here's my story. I've only been to Vegas once, and I won $110,000, and I loved it, and I know I could become addicted to it, so I want to go to Gamblers Anonymous now while I'm ahead.
Mm-hmm.
I'm $110,000 ahead, and I want to get this out of my blood. He would be attacked by the audience. And killed right there. The audience members would attack that mother effer and kill him on the spot. I won $110,000, so I want to... I think I'm a gambler. Get the Christ out of here. We want to talk to people who are hurting, people who have lost their homes.
Well, you know who's hurting now? The last caller. I mean, yeah, he's sitting someplace near a radio right now.
He can kiss my ass.
Trying to find a therapist's home phone number.
I know. Guy calls up and, yeah, I made $110,000. F you. Hope you lose it at the trick. All right, here are the phone numbers. If you've lost your home, not if you made millions, tell us, and you can call us up and complain about the...
Tim.
I know, I'm looking, man. You can call us and tell us about your tragedy and also what is in store for a lot of people, including maybe myself, if I lose my home. 520-9710. That's our main number here, 520-9710.
The and sound of Rick James filling in the background, 97.3 FM, you and I, being up.
888-520-9710.
Jamming into nighttime.
That's 888-520-9710. There you go. All right, this is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Arsenio Hall is with us. Hooters girls are coming up.
Ooh, ooh,
and we're live at 97.1 FM Talk. Look at that. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show with Arsenio Hall.
Damn,
yes.
Hooters wings are off the
live on 97.1 FM Talk. And you can also see us online. This is a live webcast tonight, and it's on 971freefm.com. Or you can go to Stick Cam, STICKAM. Stick Cam, STICKAM.com.
And don't leave the C out because it's a whole different site.
Yes. And we're shooting for a new record tonight of 88,000 people checking out the show. So please call your friends, your family. Don't let us down here. All right? Seriously, Arsenio Hall doesn't have to do this. He has enough money, you can say no.
During the commercial, I got a text from Clay Akins, and he said, tell your friend at the 7-Eleven they make a rubber tip.
Yeah. Right.
For your thumb.
Right. And I'm not going to that 7-Eleven anymore. And by the way, you folks who work for 7-Eleven, please don't waste your time calling the program director to bitch here. Call the guys at Reseda and Burbank and tell them to stop licking the money. All right? Please. Don't waste your time calling here. Please call them. Call the guys on Burbank and Reseda and say that 7-Eleven, please stop licking the money. Stop licking the money. All right? In the United States, we're going to try to avoid that. You know, you go other countries, you can knock yourselves out. But in the United States, especially in L.A., flu season's coming up. Don't lick the effing money.
You know, there are actually worse occupations for money lickers.
What you're about?
I mean, thank God he's at the 7-Eleven.
Yeah, well, I don't know what he's doing there. All right, folks, if you got foreclosed on, it's a horrible economy. People every day are losing their homes, their cars, their livelihood. And how does that affect you? Let's talk to a Dean in Arizona. Hey, Dean, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, Tim. Hey, I got, believe it or not, as funny as foreclosure. I'll bet you I got the funniest of any foreclosure story you're ever going to hear in your life.
Bring it, man. Bring
it.
All right. We moved out here, me and my wife, and had came out here. We had both traded in our cars, bought a nice Bronco, you know, because we were coming out here to the desert and wanted a nice four-wheel drive and
where
all
is,
like that.
Where is here for people that don't live with you?
Tucson, Arizona.
Ah, okay, thanks.
Great place for four-wheeling, by the way. We got, you know, 100-foot waterfalls, sandy beach at the bottom. It's
right.
Incredible.
Can we cut to the chase and not... Yeah. I don't
want
to...
Tim, you four-wheel a lot, right?
Yeah. So, she decides we're going to get a divorce after a year and 3 months of being married, although we lived together for like 7 years.
I can't blame her.
Yeah, and I'm like, what are you doing? She goes, well, I'm going to take the Bronco, and I'm moving to California. And I'm like, no, you're not. She goes, well, yes, I am. And before we moved out here, I had gotten
I think
DUI.
This is A.C. Collins.
I know. Can we shorten this story, my brother?
I'm doing as fast as I can. So anyways, I put the Bronco in her name. So then we go into the court and everything like this, and she agreed to pay half of the mortgage. I wanted to leave the house. She insisted
Those wings out.
I know. Mark in Hollywood, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
I lost my home. I had an adjustable rate.
Same guest. It's him calling right back.
Hey, you had an adjustable rate mortgage?
Yeah, and I had to move my wife and my two kids into a two-bedroom apartment.
Oh, Bubba, that's terrible. Now, how has it affected your credit, and did your credit cards go up as well? All right, Sandy and Chino, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hi, good. My dad passed away right before Father's Day.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And so we had to move in with my mom in the house because he didn't leave her nothing. And this is a good thing for everybody out there. You need to leave some life insurance or something for your family. Anyway, so we tried to save the house as long as we can. It was upside down. It was worth $280, but my mom owed like $380 because they put in a backyard, a pool, everything. They didn't think he was going to pass away so soon. So, and we had to lose it and everything. And now we're living in this rental, and it really sucks. I wanted to own something, you know, but it's like it totally sucks. And now my mom's living with my brother, and she doesn't want to live there.
Has it affected your credit and everything?
Well, my mom's credit, right, because the house was in their name, and she wanted to put it in our name. Luckily, she didn't.
Oh, good.
You know? So that's what happened to us. And it, just for everybody out there, please get life insurance for your family. I mean, or do something. Like, don't get a house at your old age or something like that.
How much life insurance, though?
Like, at least 100 or 200, whatever, like, whatever the house is worth.
Sounds pretty scientific.
Okay.
All right. Can I get some tickets, please?
No,
I think that's what this was all about.
Yeah, no,
she wanted to go to the fair. She knows nothing about life insurance.
Yeah, I know. She's an idiot.
Do you have life insurance?
I have life insurance through the station. I got probably about I think it's like $950,000 worth of life insurance. But I'm going to have to start paying for it if I ever, you know, press on from the station.
And it's through Jack Silver.
Yes, it's expensive.
Your
it's going to be expensive. But you know what? I'm also a believer that the less life insurance you have, the more they need you around.
When you say they, you mean?
You mean the wife and the kids. The more life insurance you have, the bigger their dreams are. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
because if you have a ton of life insurance,
right?
Let's say I have a $4 million policy,
like one or two.
Yeah, let's say if I have a $4 million policy and I die, and you know how many guys are gonna be knocking at that door in the valley, my wife's door.
Good point.
If I have just barely enough to pay off her moped, they ain't gonna be anybody coming around that house with the single woman who's busted out with one kid.
On a moped.
But if I got myself $3-4 million, man, there's gonna be a line around the block to try to get at that.
Well,
that's a point, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not a bad point. It's not a bad reason.
Tim Conway Jr. for
Thank
all you,
you
know.
Very much. All righty, gang. Let's talk to a Mike here. Mike in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, Tim. I'm great.
Good.
I made the Ted Danson comment here the other night. You guys laughed at.
All right, I don't remember it, but I'll take your word for it.
We were upside down on a condo in Long Beach, and the bank would negotiate with us when it was time to. It was a 30 due in 5, so it was either renegotiate after 5 years.
Right.
We chose not to, and I was advised by a tax accountant, a real estate lawyer, and the salesperson who sold it to us to stop making payments. It's the only way that they would negotiate. We had stellar credit.
Oh, is that all right?
Yeah, and so it was against our judgment, but I took the advice of experts, and we stopped making payments. The foreclosure came. We had it all noted in all written down. We'd never been late on anything else. And, in fact, 2 years later, we were able to buy another house in Northern California and got AAA paper from Citibank because of the extenuating circumstances that the loan was funky and that they gave us a good loan. So if all your other credit's in line, if everything else is written right and you are a straight arrow,
now, if you
go upside down on a piece of property.
If you go into foreclosure, does that affect your credit cards?
No, because we made all our credit card payments were made on time. We never carried a lot of credit. If you're tardy on everything, your credit's going to be messed up. If you're not tardy on anything, but you choose to give a piece of property back to the bank and you don't have a history of doing it.
I
mean, we documented ourselves down to the notes. And then when our loan officer put the loan package together for approval, it was all documented. And she said, great. And we got a very good loan on another house.
A little hope for everybody out there. Look
absolutely.
At you. All right, buddy. Thank you for calling, Mike.
A little hope.
All right. Yeah, but it is a really crappy economy, man. I can't believe. You know, I went out to Malibu the other day with my daughter just to hang out at the beach and get away from everybody and everything. And we're digging for treasure. She wants to dig for treasure. She watches Dora and she thinks that there's treasure at the beach. You know?
And there might be, Tim.
Yeah. Well, guess who?
Let her dream.
Guess who had to dig for 3 hours for the treasure? Me. Working my ass off out there in Malibu looking for this treasure.
I used to plant something, you know, while I'm digging.
Oh, I did the same thing. My daughter's too smart for that.
Oh, really?
She's like, Dad, those are quarters from you.
Oh,
where's
see,
the real treasure?
I did that with my son. He was like 15.
Yeah, but you did it with like the stack of $100 bills. Like, hey, we found the treasure. Like, all right, let's go.
Dim.
But anyway.
I'm just a common man. I'm one check away. One Jack Silver check away.
but out in Malibu, I'm driving back to the valley, and every third or fourth house is for sale in Malibu.
Yeah.
The economy's hurting guys who live in Malibu.
It's time to downsize.
Malibu. Those guys always have money, don't they?
No. No. Man, the biggest of the big are getting hit.
Jesus
you know?
Christ, man.
I mean,
how'd that happen? They lose money in stock?
Well, this week, this month, that's a possibility.
Jesus Christ. All right, gang, we're live on Stick Cam, and we already have almost 12,000 people watching. And we're trying to break a record of 88,000. May get there, may not. Who knows? Doesn't matter. We're just trying to, you know. But go to StickCam, StickCam.com. Or 971FreeFM.com. This is a better choice for you. 971FreeFM.com.
Now, do you care which place they watch it?
I don't care.
You don't get any kickback?
Nah, I think we get the same amount of hits wherever they go, right? I mean, if they go to StickCam or 971, right. All right, but they do a great job there at StickCam.
Yes, they do.
Arsenio Hall is with us. When we come back, the girls from Hooters are going to be in.
We're going to talk politics and chicken wings.
Now, if there's a reason in the world, one reason in the world to get on your computer right now for the webcast,
it's that tall
the
one.
Chicks from Hooters are coming in.
Yes, the chicks from Hooters.
Yes. All right, this is Tim Conway Jr., Arsenio Hall, and we are live on 97.1 FM Talk.
Rip.